Wednesday. We're climbing over the hump, getting a little closer to the weekend. We need the weekend. We need to relax a little. We need to laugh. And we're going to do that on Friday if we're at the Lexington Village Theater, where Norm Stultz is bringing his comedy show, and he's online with us right now. Norm, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Paul. Thank you very much.
So glad that you're coming back to Lexington.
Yes, I'm excited about it. I love the theater. And we're coming back. I'm bringing Brian McCree out of Flintborn. And he has dreadlocks, and I have a bald spot. So we have a bald spot and dreadlocks comedy tour. And we've been doing theaters and just having a blast, selling out, and really, really a fun show. And good friend Billy Reno is going to MC and do a few minutes for us. But Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Lexington Village Theater, it's going to be a blast. I find myself now trapped in Florida. Luckily, I get to fly back up to Michigan on Friday morning, so I'm hoping for good weather.
I'm so sorry you have to endure all that, probably sun and 70, 80 degrees.
It's terrible. I was shoveling sunshine all day yesterday trying to get it off the driveway. And
But you can't turn around without seeing somebody from Michigan when you're in Florida, can you?
Oh, well, I'm a Michigander, so we have a home on Houghton Lake, but we're... I tour down here. I have a 4-month residency at a 500-seat theater on Wednesday evenings, and then I travel the country on the weekend. So, yeah, there's worse places in the world, but I'm a Michigander, born and raised Detroit and throughout Michigan. So I can't wait to get back and say hi to my Midwestern, up north, normal people.
There's a lot of funny people from Michigan. Michigan is just—it kind of lends itself to coming up with funny stories. And I mean, that's what you do. You're not the punchline comedian. You're the storyteller.
That's correct. Yep, that's correct. Long form comedy or storytelling, and it's all I've ever done professionally. I've been doing it for almost 40 years, and always had a lot of fun as a kid, and just told stories. And now I just tell life. I live life, and then some of it's embellished. Actually, a lot of it is anything involving my wife. But remember, she gets all the money. So
there you go. So that's a pretty good situation. She gives you the material, you get to embellish it. She gets the money at the end of the night. There you go.
Well, she takes care of it. She's smarter than I am, Paul. I don't know. So I don't argue with it anymore.
When did you know that this was your job? I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, you kind of grow up doing it. You're a kid, and then, you know, you start working comedy clubs. Was there a point where you said, I guess this is what I do now?
Sure. Sure, there was a time. I've always been funny. I was funny in school, but I wasn't the class clown. Class clown was that young man or woman that interrupted things and caused havoc. I was a class comedian. I waited till the timing was right, and then I would embellish something. It would get a laugh, but it would also be, you know, true. So all of my instructors liked me. And then I started doing music when I was got out of high school. I started doing music in between songs because we were my friend and I. Neither one of us were good musicians. We'd be like, "Take it, no, we can't." So between songs, I would tell stories, and it got to the point in the early '80s where someone suggests I go to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Detroit. So I went in and immediately fell in love with just pure comedy, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, we're glad that you're bringing your show back to Lexington this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Lexington Village Theater. If you want to laugh, it's I love the name of this show, Bald Spots and Dreadlocks.
Exactly. And it's great for all. It's just great for everybody in Michigan. They're going to love it. Absolutely love it. And I know there's a few tickets left. We're going to sell it out, but get your tickets today if you get a chance. Paul, hope to see you out there.
All right, Norm. Safe travels. Bring some of that sunshine up with you, would you?
I'll put a bottle full and leave it on your desk.
Sounds perfect. All right.
Have a great day, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.